Hey, guess what's happening on this week's episode of the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with your friend and host, Oscar Camejo.
You know, a lot of times we struggle when it comes to certain aspects of our lives and getting on track and staying on track. Well, weight loss is no different. Exercising, eating healthy, and living an overall healthy lifestyle. Sometimes we go through certain situations and circumstances and we find ourselves just struggling and we get tired of the struggle. And I get it, maybe that's you. So I have a question for you today. What's really keeping you from losing weight and keeping the weight off? I mean, really, if we were to really examine what's going on with you, what's your reason? Now, you want to lose weight and you want to keep off the excess weight, right? You tuned into this podcast because the title jumped out at you and, you know, perhaps it resonates with you because you really are struggling and you want the struggle to end. Well, like some people, maybe you have several reasons as to why you really have been struggling to keep the weight off and living a healthy lifestyle. For example, it could be a busy life, you haven't found the right program that works, eating unhealthy food on a regular basis, it's just been tough for you. Food cravings, you name it. Lack of motivation, you're not inspired, and maybe you're just tired. Maybe you just physically are just going through a tough time right now and you just can't seem to get things on track. Perhaps you go through this roller coaster of diet programs, eating programs, and exercise challenges. And it just seems like, man, you know what? This stuff is tough. You know, I get it. I've been there. So today's episode is going to be very quick because I feel like there are times where you may not need the three steps to this or the five reasons for that or the 10 steps to perfection when it comes to healthy eating. You just need an opportunity to really think about what's going on. So in today's episode, we're going to really deal with what's going on. And it's more so an opportunity for you to think about what's really going on and putting some things in place to turn things around. Because at the end of the day, the goal is to turn things around. If I can do it, I know you can. So stay tuned to hear the rest of this episode. Welcome to this week's episode of the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Oscar Camejo. The purpose of this podcast is to help diabetics make lifestyle changes to reverse type 2 diabetes. You know, there are people who are not diabetic who tune in each week because they find value in the content that I share. So I appreciate all of the support, the followers, those who comment and rate the show. You know, rating and leaving comments and even sharing episodes really helps the show to grow. So I appreciate the support, the likes and the follows, and of course, the subscriptions. You know, when I was 268 pounds and I was overweight, dealing with high blood pressure, hypertension, and then later diagnosed with type 2 diabetes after a year of being pre-diabetic and not making changes, it was tough. You know, I dealt with a little bit of depression, I believe, some stress that really was no bueno. And when I finally decided to turn things around, you know, one day things just clicked. And I think it was either looking in the mirror and I got tired of being sick and tired. I know that sounds cliche, but that was me. I got tired of it. My hope is that you're at a point in your life where you're just tired of being overweight, tired of being sick, tired of being sick and tired, and you want to turn things around. You know, and the turning things around part may be difficult for you. It's not easy. They say things that are worth pursuing won't be easy, but doing it is worth it. Pursuing it is worth it. So I want to encourage you to pursue your weight loss with everything that's in you. No matter what you're going on, I want you to continue pursuing it. You see, because the end result will be peace. You'll be happier. You'll have a healthy body. Listen, I'm 49 right now, and I believe that I'm in better health and shape than I was when I was in my 20s. I have no doubt about that. I feel stronger. I feel faster. I look better, and I'm happy. But the road to get to where I am now was not easy. It hadn't been easy. This past year, it wasn't easy. There were times where, you know, I wanted to, you know, just kind of slack a little bit when it comes to eating, but I knew the end result was a healthy lifestyle, not just a certain look, but it's a lifestyle. And I believe I've made it to a point where this is now a lifestyle. And that's why I want to help other people, such as yourself, to live a lifestyle where you're focused, you're fit, and you feel alive every day, and you're better, and you'll be in a better place to handle stress and, or, you know, those times where you may be depressed, and you're better able to handle the pressures of life. Because at the end of the day, we're not supposed to be carrying stress on our lives and dealing with all this other stuff. So now let's get into how to deal with these reasons. And the real reason why you, my listener, are dealing with the struggles of losing weight and getting the excess weight off of you and keeping it off. There's something that I learned to do not too long ago. It's the drill down method. It's where you ask yourself a series of why questions, no matter what it is. So if I ask you, what's really keeping you from losing weight and keeping it off? What's the first thing that comes to mind in your situation? The absolute first thing. Now, that one thing, ask yourself, well, why is that? Then you have an answer for that. Okay, well, why is that? And you keep asking yourself why for each response that you come up with. Because the goal is to drill down to the real reason you're struggling. Because you know what? Yes, not having the right diet plays a major role. But why? Having a food craving? Why? Why are you addicted to sweets? There's a reason for everything. So you ask yourself 7 times, why? Whatever that first reason is, oh, well, you know, I love carbs too much. Why? Well, because I just like the taste. Why? Why do I like the taste? Well, because it's just something I was used to just eating all the time growing up. Okay, why? Well, you know, my parents gave, you know, we ate a lot of bread all the time. That's just how we ate. And I just got used to just eating like that. Okay, why are you still used to just eating a lot of bread? And the more and more you start asking yourself why and being honest with yourself, the more you'll start realizing that, you know what? I don't have to keep maintaining this unhealthy lifestyle. I don't have to continue to be a slave, if you will, and under the control of food. We're not supposed to be controlled by food. We're supposed to control food and have a proper relationship with food. But because of what we deal with, it could be emotional issues. You could have gone through a breakup and you've turned to food. Maybe you've had kids, you know, as a woman, you've had multiple kids and you found yourself as a single mom, a single parent, and you gained a lot of weight and your past relationship was kind of abusive and you didn't get the support that you had. And you were just told all kinds of dumb stuff, you know, or maybe you're still in a marriage and you are dealing with verbal abuse. And because of the verbal abuse, the mental anguish, and the emotional abuse that you're dealing with, you keep putting on more and more weight because you find comfort in food. So that's not your fault. It's not your fault for struggling with food and a food addiction. There's always a reason why. So if you're that single parent or you're that married person and you're struggling with food because of an emotional struggle that you're dealing with because of your spouse, or it may not even be a spouse, it could be another family member. You know, you could have a sibling that's always on you about your weight because maybe they're physically fit and they have their life all together and they keep reminding you of your failures or what they see as your failures. You know, there's all kinds of reasons. Only you know your reasons. You see, I can sit here and give you a meal plan, right? A 10-day meal plan to detox your body. I can give you a 21-day challenge to stop drinking soda, fruit juices, sweet teas and lemonades, alcohol, and sports drinks and what have you, and have you just drink water. I can give that to you, right? And you can probably successfully knock it out. You know, I can give you a 14-day plan to kick your sugar addiction. But at the end of the day, at the end of that challenge, what's going to be your mindset? Yeah, maybe you'll develop a new habit, which is great. I want you to develop, you know, habits that are healthy as you get rid of bad habits. But you still have to deal with the emotional attachment that you may be struggling with when it comes to food and what you are having to struggle with when it comes to having a busy life. Maybe you're not cooking as often because you're busy working and dealing with all kinds of stuff. You're working a regular 9-to-5 and you are managing a business or businesses and you're trying to get stuff off the ground and you just don't find the time or haven't found the time or haven't made the time to turn things around. Or maybe you're a single dad and your focus is on raising your kids the best way that you can. You probably feel overwhelmed, and to really find time now to work on your eating and your exercise. Plus, on top of that, maybe you're dealing with some heart issues or high cholesterol that's leading to heart issues. Maybe you dealt with the pandemic and actually got sick and you're on your recovery road to come back. As a single dad, you know, school's about to start or school is in session wherever you are in the world. And you're having not only to provide for your kids and take care of yourself, but you're putting yourself, you know, last so that your kids can be fed. And you have to do homework and you have to make sure hair is done. And you have to make sure to keep the roof over you guys' head and food on the table. And it's just like you're going through this whirlwind of emotions. You know, I used to be a single dad raising my 3 kids. And I know exactly what that's like. You know, you forget about yourself because you're trying to, you know, take care of your kids. You know, my kids were young. But I'm grateful for being on the other side of that journey. You know, so for you, in your situation, maybe you don't have marital issues. You're not a single dad or a single mom, and things are actually looking good for you financially, you know, relationship wise, everything is going great. But you still are struggling with losing weight. It could be a self-esteem issue. Maybe you do lack the motivation. Maybe you are depressed because you used to be an athlete in school And one day you looked up and you have gained so much weight and you're like, man, you know, working out is too hard. I don't think I'm ever going to get back to a healthy weight. So you simply have accepted your situation and you just continue to eat the way you eat. You continue to live the way that you live because, hey, after all, it is what it is. You know, one piece of cake is not going to hurt me, which is true, but you're carrying around this excess weight that you and I both know is not good for you. So today I want to do something different. I'm not going to give you a whole list of things that I want you to do step by step. I want this episode to be different because if I could turn my life around, I know you can too. It takes you being honest with yourself and at the end of the day, deciding what is it that you are going to do for your life. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't steps to turning things around, but listen, whether you listen to me or you listen to somebody else, our plans are only as good as our desire and our willingness to put those things into effect and actually execute the things that we hear. So that's why I'm not going to give you, you know, a step-by-step process in this episode, because I want us to get down to the root cause of what's going on. You know, the other day I have a friend, you know, he contacted me on social media a couple months ago, and we've been chatting every once in a while, and, you know, he's dealing with some stuff, and you know, every now and then, you know, I'll get a text or a message that says, hey, you know, man, this journey is tough, you know. And so recently, you know, he reached out and we just really just started talking. I just went through these series of questions that I would ask him. And it's sort of like what we're doing here in this podcast. You drill down to the reasons why. And sometimes, you know, you just need to vocalize or put it in writing and see for yourself all the different reasons or excuses, if you will, or challenges to what you're dealing with. And once you see it on paper, you're like, okay, this is the truth versus thing, a reality that I've constructed. You know, yes, I can find time to work out, you know, because at first, you may have said that my number one reason is I can't find time. But then when you drill down, you look, oh, well, you know what? I do spend 3 hours watching television a night. You know, that's at least one of those hours or 30 minutes within that time frame you could work out. So with this friend, we came up with a plan for at least for a week for him to focus in on making changes. So for you, you know your situation. You know your problem areas. You know your problem food. Is eating potatoes really the reason why you can't lose weight or you haven't lost weight and kept it off? No, the eating potatoes is a byproduct of something else. You know, maybe you like French fries, but is eating that French fry order every other day really the main reason that's stopping you? No, it's really ultimately a decision pattern that we make every day. Food choices, it's a decision. Every day we make decisions, we make choices. So I wanted to encourage you all today to really examine the root cause of what's going on. And maybe you need to go through this exercise every day or on a regular basis till you get down to the root causes. Now, once you get down to the root causes, look at it from this perspective. Is that root cause now an excuse? Is it a legitimate reason that's holding you back? And if it is a legitimate reason, are there ways to now combat that? Whether it's a time management thing, whether it's, you know, wasting time watching TV when you could be working out, is it just your food choices, your habits? You know, if every day you're used to going through the drive-thru in the morning and at lunch and at dinner, well, you can change that. There's a solution for all of that. You know, yes, you may be dealing with some other underlying health issues and you may be on medication right now, but what are some things that you can do to start living a healthier lifestyle? Maybe cooking more and eating out less is a first step for you. You know, one of my early steps early on was educating myself about sugar because I had a sugar addiction. And I had to ask myself, why? Why am I really addicted to sugar? Oh, I realized because I made it a habit. It was a habit for me to drink a 32-ounce smoothie from this local place, and it was full of a bunch of sugar. But I had to educate myself on that. So I stopped buying it, and I started making my own smoothies at home, and I feel healthier and happier that I do that. And plus, I save a lot of money. I realized that I wasn't eating a lot of veggies. You know, I used to say, well, I hate vegetables. Well, why do I hate vegetables? Oh, because I wasn't eating vegetables that I like. So then guess what? I eliminated that excuse by finding and trying different recipes. And guess what? I love veggies now. I eat more vegetables than I eat anything else. So thank you for tuning in this week. As always, I want you to stay focused, keep moving, never go back, leap forward, trust God. Oh, and I want you to bounce back because you can. I believe in you. You got this. Be sure to visit the website at www.beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com for access to free resources and other information that will help you along your journey. If you would like to submit a question or a comment about the show or to learn more about the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle, you can always email me at hello@beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to this podcast.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with Oscar Camejo. We hope you enjoyed this episode. As a reminder, this podcast is intended for motivational and educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional care by a physician or other healthcare professional or qualified fitness instructor. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or professional advice or services. If you're looking for help on your journey, seek a qualified medical practitioner. It's important that you utilize someone who is a trained, licensed healthcare professional who can help you on your journey toward good health.